Episode 131, Confessions of a Happy Mama, Guts and Glory.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people Happy day, all my beauties. How are you doing, friends? Oh my goodness, it is another lemonade day. Yes, it is. Okay, if you must, you can have tea or coffee. But for me, I'm looking for lemonades. I need something refreshing because right now, as I'm chatting with you, it is drizzling down. And it's not major thunderstorms, but it's enough to go bleh. And I do not want to be bleh when I'm talking to you. So I'm going to think of refreshing lemonade and enjoy our time together. I'm so excited you're here. Are you ready? Oh my goodness gracious. I feel so refreshed when it's our time. And I hope you feel the same way. And I really, truly, I've said it probably at least a million times. Okay, maybe not a million, but probably over 154 times already since recording all of these episodes that I want to hear from you. So come on over to createyournow.com and let me know what you like, even what you don't like. I'm serious. My feelings won't get hurt. Okay, I may cry a little bit, but I do want to be here to serve you. That is what I'm here for. Anything I can do to help you in your journey. So come on over. I want to hear from you. CreateYourNow.com. And remember, if you are ready to be bold enough in the revolution of what we're doing here at Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, come on over to our private Facebook group, okay? It's really, really small right now because I know it's really stepping out of your comfort zone, but it's the Create Your Now podcast. And you know I must give a shout out to Crystal. Crystal, I'm so excited you joined us. And hello to your sweet little ones who listen in. How are you? It's Miss Christiane. I'm so excited you're here. Oh my goodness. Anyway, I just want to give a personal shout out. When you guys join and it's bold, it's neat to be able to do that because it just gives me a chance to really get to know you and serve you further. So you know where to find us. We're not going to put anything off. Let's jump right on in. We're talking about Confessions of a Happy Mama today. Yes, we are. Guts and Glory. Are you ready to be happy? Seriously, wouldn't it be nice to walk around always as a happy mama? Well, on this one, I truly am. You know, my children are getting older. They range all the way from 19. My oldest just finished her freshman year in college. Whoop, whoop. Yes, I'm celebrating that. And we're coming up with, we've got a fourth grader now. He's 10, so he'll be moving into fifth grade here soon. Yes, we are still in school session, though. And so with that in mind, though, there are times that you just sit back and you wonder, am I really being a good mom? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, is anything I say getting through to these children? Well, there are times that you look back and you can say, oh, I think I got that one right. And that's Confessions of a Happy Mama. Guts and Glory. We were out in the yard yesterday. My daughters were. My two cute ones. And, well, they're all cute, but the two cute daughters that I have. And we were out there and getting ready for graduation for my son and trying to spruce things up. And they were helping me plant trees and just get things, you know, it was wintertime and now it's springtime. Well, it's definitely springtime because of all this rain. But we also noticed that there was grass growing in our rock bed, you know, where you have it all nicely landscaped, et cetera. And when I'm saying not just little bits of kind of weeds of grass, but I'm talking about like sections of grass, like, you know, 2 feet of section. And we would kill it with weed killer, you know, but it never got taken out. And then more would grow back because those roots were just so, so attached down there that, man, when it was in season, oh, there it went in bloom again. And I'm like, I'm not supposed to be mowing the rocks, right? So we worked literally diligently yesterday. And when I drove out today to take the kids to school, I looked over and oh my gosh, it just was so clean. The lines were so nicely there. And I was like, oh my gosh. And one of my daughters, well, actually I went with both of them today and I said, did you see our hard work? And they're like, yeah, mom. And they gave me a high five and I gave them a high five. It was awesome. You know, guts and glory. You see, the gut part of that was we were working around, we had rose bushes that had died, and so we took them out. Well, because of that, over time, there were thorns, and so we kind of were thorned throughout the whole process. I mean, literally, my daughter was bleeding on her hands. And in order to get this grass up, you couldn't use gloves, okay, because you couldn't grip it. It was just kind of weird. You had to clear the rocks away, and it was just better to have our fine little fingers to get in there and get and just be able to rip that stuff out, which was not a very easy going. I mean, we were probably doing it for 2 hours. I kid you not. But the awesome thing was, it took guts to get through it all, but the glory of looking at it now, it's so clean. You can see everything. You're like, yes, it was all worth it. I look at the game of tennis. I happen to love the game of tennis. And my son plays, and so I very much enjoy watching him play. But it's interesting how when you're watching the game of tennis, if you follow it, you know it's the ball that goes across the net, back and forth, back and forth. Okay, well, sometimes, especially here in the north, it gets really, really windy. And you don't always know that when you hit the ball where it's going to land. Is it going to land actually inside the lines, or is it going to be pushed out because the wind carried it extra too far? A lot of chances are taken up here when you play tennis in the natural weather. I mean, you know, when you're outside, it just you just don't know what's going to happen. And so I look at that and I think guts and glory. Sometimes you have to take a few chances in order to win the game. Sometimes you have to be willing to lose a point or two to gain actually better technique. It's amazing how that works. And I would be sitting there on the sidelines, you know, watching my son. I'm like, oh, why'd he do that? And I'm like, oh, yes, he did that one. Yes, all right, go, go. And then another one, we lose a, you know, point or two. I'm like, why are you doing that? You just did this. I'm like, guts and glory. That's exactly what it is. It's about taking chances. Brian Tracy says this: I found that luck is quite predictable. If you want more luck, take more chances, be more active, show up more often. One thing I noticed about my children, and I don't know that it's something that I personally instilled in them. I think my husband and I have done a magnificent job so far. We, you know, we're not celebrating yet. We still got to get them out in the real world. And I'm telling you, my knees are all okay. I pray. I literally pray for my babies. And if you don't pray for your babies, and you are a believer, I'm telling you, you need to be praying for your babies. It's so important. They need that. And if nothing else, you need that. Because for me, I don't worry about them. I know God is taking care of them, but I am concerned about them. And I do try to draw the line, because worry is not a good position to be in. But concern is okay. And so with that, one thing I feel like with everything that we've done in their life, we've moved around a lot. We've met a lot of people, a lot of different nationalities. We've been around the United States, and that has opened up their eyes tremendously. And they've had to learn a lot about guts and glory. And that makes me a happy mama. Why? Because they're willing to take chances. My number four, he's my little Einstein. And I've mentioned to you before a little bit about him. And he cracks me up. He's my black and white baby. And he sees it that way. You know, there's no gray. There's no in between. And so that can be good and bad. Interestingly, though, as he was growing up, he actually developed a stuttering problem. And we kind of got concerned, and he became very bold on our last move up here to the north. And he just started telling people, yeah, I stutter, and that's okay. If you don't like it, well, that's fine. You don't have to listen to me talk. He became very bold. He owned what he had. Now, he's been working on it, and really you can't even tell that he stutters. And most of the time, he doesn't have an issue with it anymore. But the cool thing was is to see his growth from when he was so shy he wouldn't talk at all around people. And you thought he was shy, but once when you got to know him, man, oh, it was nonstop. You got him on a subject that he wanted to talk about, whether it was space or animals or National Geographic or gaming, wherever he was in his spectrum of wanting to talk to you, he would not be quiet. And now it doesn't matter if you know him or not. He'll actually carry on a conversation. Guts and glory. He actually started to move forward with that. And of course, that makes me a very happy, happy Mama. You see, I think there's lots to be learned with that in taking chances, like Brian Tracy said. Now, he uses the word luck here. You can look at it as luck. You can change the word luck to something else. One thing, though, that stands out is the guts and glory, the taking more chances, being more active, being proactive. A lot of the times we're reactive. And I think that's sometimes where we mess up. And if we could be more proactive and say, you know what? E plus R equals O. It's my response. Remember, I want to get in there so I can change that outcome. I want to be proactive, not reactive to the outcome. You see, that's a lot of times where it's easy to be because it's in our comfort zone, right? But guts and glory, that's not where it's at. It's actually coming and being on the pro side, the proactive part, actually showing up more often and saying, yes, I'm going to do this. So I'm going to take it back a few episodes. Remember back in episode 116, we were talking about weeds. We're talking about your ball and chain. And then I moved it on up and like in episode 129, just a couple episodes ago, it was tell it like it is. And I said, beating around the bush with excuses only gains success in defeat. Stop the beating and restart the living. That was from me. Okay, stop the beating and restart the living. That all pulls into Confessions of a Happy Mama, guts and glory. You see, one thing we need to do is we need to take a chance on transformational change and find your guts and glory. Sometimes it's easier not to be out there on the front lines, but Mama, I'm here to tell you, you are on the front line. You got to have guts in order to get the glory. Right? You do. And sometimes it's like, oh, I don't want to do that. I can't follow through with that. You got to follow through with what you said. Your children are never going to tell you. And if they're listening now, they're not going to say, Mom, thanks for following through with what you told me you were going to do. They are not going to tell you that. But when you see them get older, which I've had the privilege of doing, okay, they are going to appreciate it. And you know that you have done your job in raising your children to be amazing citizens, to go out and be able to be productive citizens, right? Not to be bumps on a log. You don't want that for your children. You want them to have guts and glory because pretty soon, Mama, they are going to be on the front lines and they're going to have their own family. What do you want them to pass on to the next generation? What legacy do you want them to take from you to give to the next generation, which will then be passed to the next generation? Take a chance on transformational change. Find your guts and glory. You say, okay, Christiane, that sounds easy enough. Yeah, and you could be a happy mama doing it, right? Guts and glory. It sounds yucky and ooky, but it's not. It's fantabulous. It truly is, okay? And so that's your kiss. Can you believe it? That's it. Take a chance on change and find your guts and glory. That's what I want you to do. Now, this is how you're going to do it, okay? Yes, I have some steps for you to do it. But they're simple steps because you know what? I'm sure as you've been listening, you're hearing some of these same steps over and over and over again, okay? There's a reason for that. Why? Our kiss is to what? To keep it simple strategy. That's what the kiss is all about. You see, we like to complicate things. And life already complicates it. So let's keep it to the kiss, as simple as we can, right? All right, here we go. Take a chance on transformational change. Find your guts and glory. You do that by this, Mama. Number one, acknowledge the weed. Yep, what's that weed that you're looking at? What's holding you back? If you don't remember that episode, the question you can answer is what's holding you back? Really, what is your stumbling block? Okay. What's that brick wall you're trying to get over that keeps holding you back from everything else? If you were to remove that and start working on that you would begin to move forward more in life. Okay? What is that weed? Number two, what can you do to move forward towards change? And that change is, okay, becoming the new you, or as I like to say it, your best selfie, right? What can you do to move forward towards change to become your best selfie? All right? Because that's what you're looking for, guts and glory. Okay? So what is it? What is it that you can do? We're going to come back. I'll give you an example here on this. Number three, do one thing every day. One thing. Okay? Again, don't complicate it. Do one thing every day. Number four, you know what this one is. Come on. It starts with a big C. Be consistent. Woo, woo. Yes. You are considering, or you're not considering, you are becoming, okay, and you're creating a new habit. You're creating your best selfie. So you've got to be consistent. So that habit that you're creating becomes what? Second nature. You don't even think about it. It's like brushing your teeth, right? Right. Okay, so that's number four, be consistent. Number five, to journal your guts and glory. If you're not journaling, you know you can have your joy jar. Either way, you need to journal that because those are things that you can go back and say, oh my gosh, and you can see from where you've come from. I do that. I've looked back years and I'm like, whoa, that was going on. Okay. Oh, that was kind of gutsy to do that, wasn't it, Christy Ann? Okay. Maybe that one wasn't a good option, but you changed it up here. You got some glory out of it. Now, I got to put this in though, okay? The glory part of it that you get, all right, that's not the prideful glory, okay? I want to make sure you understand that. The glory is reaping the rewards of your guts, basically, okay? Does that make sense? The blessings of your guts, if you want to call it that way, because I see things as blessings, all right? God can take a storm that you are in now, I promise you, and he can turn it into an amazing rainbow. He did with me. He absolutely, truly did with me. I want you to have a rainbow of a life, okay? So when you look at your weed, whatever's holding you back, okay? If it's a relationship issue, if it's weight, if it's just, I don't know what to do. Maybe you're like, I know something needs to happen, but I don't know what it is that needs to happen. If you're in that place right now, listen up. I want you just to write. At some point, wherever you are, I just want you to write your thoughts. What comes to mind? Okay? Write down your ideas. Just what I call vomit on a page. Just let it all out. Okay? And say, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I want to go somewhere with it. And then you can go back and look at it. And it's amazing what happens is you go, oh my gosh, I see this repeated. Oh wait, all these three interact. It's amazing. Okay. And that's another reason why actually to have a coach is to work with somebody because that person isn't emotionally attached to your world and they can look at it from a different perspective and help you see because you have all the answers. But what happens is they partner with you. And you really get to see what's going on, okay? So once when you know what's holding you back, okay? And we're just going to use a simple one as an example, okay? We're going to use weight because a lot of it is reflection. A lot of us, you know, wouldn't it be nice to know that you look good whether you're dressed or naked? I mean, seriously, right? Okay? Because God made you that way, okay? And you should feel confident in who you are. So we're just going to take the example of weight. All right. So what's holding you back? Weight. You have an issue with your reflection. You don't like what you see. And it may not be a number on the scale. It could be that you just want to be toned more. Okay. Maybe you haven't even had any children yet. And you're just like, I've never worked on my body. I need to do something because health is my main focus. I want to be healthy. It's not even a matter of weight. I just want to be healthy. I want to be able to live a vibrant life, right? Mind, body, spirit. I want to live a vibrant life. So what can I do to move forward towards change to become my best selfie? Well, I just need to eat more veggies. I need to start there. Maybe if I start eating more veggies, because right now, let's see. Well, sugar, more sugar. Oh, wait, I have apples. Oh, apples are great, but there's still sugar in apples. I love that. I notice I'm a very sweet tooth person, so maybe I need to add more vegetables, okay? Do you see how that's working right now? Okay, so one thing I want to do is I want to add vegetables to what I eat. I want to add more vegetables, okay? And then I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to say I want to have vegetables, okay? Two full servings of vegetables with one meal, okay? So let's say you want to have a half a plate of vegetables at one meal. Make sure you have your protein, okay? Also, and depending upon your complex carbohydrate, okay? So with that, you've got your one thing. You want to be consistent with it. Then you can journal what you notice. How do you feel when you're eating that food? What's changing, right? Okay. Is it something? I mean, okay, seriously, we talk about everything on here, right? How's your poo doing? Okay. No, seriously. Has it changed? Is it more consistent in its consistency, if you know what I mean? Okay. I hope you weren't eating there, but we'll go off the subject. But you know where I'm getting at, right? Okay. So journal it. Okay. You're going to find out that things are changing. And when that happens, guess what? You get excited. Guts and glory. Take a chance on transformational change. Find your guts and glory in your journey of life. It's time to train for life. It really, really, truly is. And I believe you can do it, all right? But you got to be more active and you got to show up more often, okay? Find your guts and glory. That will make you a very happy mama. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.